Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I mean this in the nicest possible way. You are a liar.
Everyone, I've got a surprise.
Whoa, I did not see that coming.
No, I haven't said it yet.
Hello, I'm here. How do I sound? How do I look?
Gorgeous.
How is everything?
Everything's great, except for what happened right before you walked in this door.
Okay, I saw something awkward when I stepped in, and I wasn't sure if you got busted or what.
Busted. Big time. Because we're here in the Canal Side Lounge recording on the crappy mics, and I decided that I was tired of our Stanley Cup picture being in the bathroom. It's been in the bathroom. I don't think I've said that until now, actually. It's been in the bathroom this whole time. There's a picture of Kelly Raspberry and Big Al Mac from the Kid Craddock Show.
Old school pictures, right?
Yeah, with Janet Jackson, and I put our Stanley Cup picture next to it, and it's been in the bathroom.
I don't know if anybody cares about our bit, Lacey. I mean, obviously, they saw it, right?
Yeah.
You have to see it. Yeah. I don't go in the bathroom, so I didn't see it.
Amy does go to the bathroom, just not that bathroom.
I do. I'm not an alien or freak. I do use the restroom, just not that bathroom.
Yeah, so I decided that it was time to move it, and so I grabbed our picture, and I came back to the Canal Side Lounge, and I'm waiting for you to come in here and record with me, and I hear somebody walk in, and so I don't even turn around, and I'm just scoping out real estate locations where we can put this picture.
You didn't,
and I'm holding the picture, and
are you blaming me that you're waiting on me? I feel like this is a blame.
I wasn't going to blame you, but now it can completely be your fault. You've messed up several things for me today.
Sure. Wait. Oh, yeah, that's true. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, so Russ Face and his big giant white socks walked in and saw me scoping out the wall.
I just want to know, were your ears open? Because I'm sure you heard the shuffle.
That is very true. But then he's like, oh, what do you have? And I was like, oh, I have our picture. I just wanted to make sure that it's somewhere that it should be or something like that. And yeah, and then you walked in. So
I'm sorry.
Busted. Yeah. I don't care. I don't care if anybody doesn't think that it's funny or does think that it's funny. I don't care if nobody thinks that this is funny. It brings joy to my heart.
I'm joyful because of your joy.
So I'm going to continue to do what I want to do with that picture.
You know what? I'm going to help you brainstorm. This is going to be worth it. This effort is not lost. It's gonna happen, and it's going to be great. And we're going to love it. No one else will.
What if we give it away as the Christmas gift this year at the Christmas party at the end of the year?
No one will get it. No one. I love it. It's perfect.
We can blow it up.
Giant poster size.
Or like the cardboard cutouts, like the Vita Coco.
Oh my gosh.
Wasn't it? Was it Vita Coco? Whatever. It was one of the water brands. I want to say it was Vita Coco that went to the award shows this year.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So you can make like a cardboard cutout of it.
I think maybe it was Evian water. It doesn't matter. That's hysterical. I love it.
Thank you. Okay. But regardless of everything that's been done today, what's about to happen is going to be 1,000 times better than that. And I can't wait. I wish I was recording you yesterday whenever you gave me this tease. Amy, go.
So I've wanted to tell you this story. It's related to the podcast we're going to be having today about things we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And this just kind of happened a couple days ago. And I told the story to my mom, and she said she was upstairs pacing from room to room, couldn't sit down, had to stand up, went to another room. She was so anxious the whole time I told the story. And I've told it twice, once to my mom, and then another time I practiced on the way into work. And it was between 5 to 10 minutes. It's a long story. Mm-hmm. And she said the whole time, she was all like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened.
So I absolutely cannot wait for this. Also, I appreciate the fact that you practiced this.
Well, I was trying to make it shorter. And I was like, nope, that was longer.
That's a very Big Al thing to do, to practice your story before you tell it.
It's like 3 pages long.
I can't wait. I absolutely can't wait to hear it. I am so ashamed that as executive producer of this podcast, that you're going to have to go last.
Okay.
And I hate that because I'm dying to know.
No, but I think that's great.
But I can't have you blow it at the very beginning. Mm-mm. And then I just feed you absolute crap after that. We got to end on a bang.
Well,
so that story's a coming.
I hope it's a bang.
It'll be great. It'll be the best thing that we've done today by far. Don't you worry about that. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's made me so happy. Lacey came over to my house to do what old ladies do. We stayed in, we quilted, and made baked goods. Well, garlic bread counts, right?
We have spent many years together, most of them happy, and she still manages to surprise me with fun knowledge about herself. And she likes to tease me in the best kind of way. I haven't been this excited for an episode since the finale of How I Met Your Mother. Hopefully I won't be let down this time. My girl with the story has a name, and she is...
Amy Nichols.
So you and I did get to spend some time together this weekend, which was a lot of fun.
It was.
I love your daughter, Morgan, so much. And I don't know why she likes me.
Yeah, and she loves you. I think just because you're fun. At first, she didn't feel this way when she first met you, of course.
That's why I don't understand. Whenever we spent time together, she didn't care about me. But then in the time that we've spent apart, all of a sudden she decided that she loves me. But I'm all about it.
It could be that I just come home and I'm like, oh my gosh, we had so fun today. Da, 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 and she's all about you now.
So I love me some Morgan. Mm-hmm. I was just going to stop by and sew for a little bit. And then she asked me to stay for a movie. So I could not stay.
I need a real review of the movie.
It was crap. It was suspenseful. We watched A Quiet Place, which I guess is her favorite movie.
It is.
It wasn't a great movie, in my opinion, just because I don't appreciate no background and no ending. Mm-hmm. I need, why is this the way that it is? You need to feed me something to believe what I'm watching instead of just throwing me in the middle of nowhere and being like, oh, you can figure it out.
Yeah.
It was super suspenseful. I would never watch it again, though.
I really liked the movie. I didn't think it was your cup of tea. I'd really try to convince you to either not watch the movie or you're welcome to leave early if you want to. But I'm so, that is so sweet for you to stay.
She is so incredibly sweet. Also, another negative of the movie, way too quiet. I'm not a movie talker. I'm not. And I can't stand it. Like, I hate being so passive aggressive, but whenever Jeremy and I are watching TV and he says something, I'm like, oh, pause. What? Not necessarily in that tone, but maybe mentally I'm thinking it. Like, mm-hmm. Like what? And then he won't talk to me at all during dinner or anything. But then whenever it's TV time, he's like, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, babe, I paused it. Now what do you have to say?
Maybe he just has manners and he doesn't want to talk with his mouth full.
I'm sure that's what it is. I think his brain only starts working whenever I want to shut it down and watch some TV.
I think you need to start feeding him in front of the television.
Guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty. But what we wanted to talk about today is something that I could not believe it whenever you told me this. You and I have been together successfully in love for how long have you worked here?
Over 5 years. 5.5?
Okay, so I probably loved you for 5 of those.
Mm-hmm,
I think
true.
I think the first 6 months we were just like, nah, whatever.
My feelings are not hurt.
And we've been doing this podcast together for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of things that we say to each other unless it's brand new, unless it's something that just happened. Then obviously I hadn't told you yet. But for the most part, like, we kind of know everything about each other. Correction, you kind of know everything about me because I'm an open book and I put absolutely all my business out there. You put out some
things. I like to be mysterious. I don't like to give everything all at once. But if I can relate to something you're saying, then I'll say it. It's just kind of like a relation thing, like you and then me, and then I'm not just like blah, 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 vomiting all my information.
So you told me the other day that you are one of 6 siblings.
Yes.
I thought you were one of 4. So that blew my mind. How do you have all these bonus siblings I don't know about? Pause.
Okay.
Hey, Millie. Go ahead.
Millie's my sister. She's my baby sister. So I come from a family that's been pieced together. So I have a stepbrother, a stepsister, a half-sister, a half-brother, and then a full-blooded brother. We share the same mom and dad. So it's not like my husband, who's also one of 6, who they share all the same parents. But yeah, so I just don't see my stepbrother and stepsister all that often. So, and we didn't live together only summers for, 5 or 6 years when we were little. We would just live together during the summer. So anyways, I don't bring them up that much because there's not a whole lot to say.
Do you know how many siblings I have?
Yes.
How many?
2.
And that is?
Your brother, Josh,
mm-hmm.
and Heaven.
That's correct. Technically, if we wanted to count, I could have three more because I have three step-siblings from mm-hmm. my dad's side, but I cut them out of my life many, many years ago. So I kind of have them. I kind of grew up with one.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the other two were always gone. But
so you're one of six as well.
Mm.
You don't count.
I mean, one of them I grew up with. The other two I didn't. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, you get to pick and choose your family if you come from bad family.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been with that side of the family in many, many years. So it was hard to claim them because I didn't live with them. I didn't really know two of them. And I have never hardly been around them.
With marriage and divorce, I've had other step siblings, but they haven't been in my life the whole time. There've been people who've left my life. And mm-hmm. So I don't count them.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that was a very good answer. But it just made me realize that how is it that I still don't know stuff about you? So since I think that I'm an open book
mm-hmm.
and you're all mysterious, I thought I can see if we both have facts about ourselves that each other didn't know.
Okay.
Before I start, I do want to point out I was hanging out with my neighbor last night, and her and I have been friends for probably a year. That's it. But I had no idea that she was in a mariachi band for 16 years.
No
yeah.
way. 16 years?
Yeah. She was showing me a video of her best friend who was singing in a mariachi band. And I was like, holy crap, you know somebody in a mariachi band? And she's like, oh, I was in a mariachi band from middle school on. And then she got in some accident and hurt her wrist and stopped doing it. But I'm like, why haven't you told me that you were in a mariachi band? And also, I didn't make her sing for me. I should have. I don't think she did the singing, but still.
That is so cool.
Maybe. Sometime and see if she'll sing. But yeah, I thought that was really cool. Now, Amy, you had the idea of two truths and a lie. Did you want to do that?
Yeah, we could do that. I didn't know if we had enough truths, so I didn't know if we want to do two lies and a truth. It's up to you, depending on how many we have. What do you think? I didn't pair them up. I just have a whole list of truths and a whole list of lies.
Okay, let's do... It really doesn't matter to me. Let's do two lies and a truth because I'm ready to get to your story.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
All right. It's going to be really good.
I'm ready to be amazed.
Okay. I guess I'll just do one, two, three. One, I once made out with a cheerleader. Two, I went through three cars within few months of getting my driver's license. Three, I have fallen off an ATV.
And only one of those is the truth? I'm going to say it's true that you made out with the cheerleader.
Yes. It was a guy. His name was David.
I mean, I figured as much. Okay. Yeah, because I thought maybe you were trying to throw me off. And I have gone through several vehicles, and I know that you wrecked a vehicle as soon as you got your license, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Not three of them, because I plowed through vehicles. So, two lies and a truth. I came in third place in a baby contest. My mom was pregnant with triplets when I was in elementary school, and Yogi Bear, the stuffed animal that I sleep with, should not be called Yogi Bear. In fact, he should be called Yogi Bear Jr. Jr. because he has been destroyed and replaced multiple times.
Ooh. I'm going to say the truth is Yogi Bear Jr. Jr. Really?
He would be Yogi Bear Jr.
Oh my gosh, you won a contest.
Yeah.
Yay!
I did come in third place in a baby contest. And I won this little clown. Maybe this is where it all started. I won this little clown that smelled like baby powder. And I still have this clown. And just so you know that you don't know everything about me, my mom was not pregnant with triplets. She was pregnant with quadruplets when I was
Whoa.
In elementary school. Yeah.
Ooh, you tried to trick me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should have done that. Well, I kind of did on some of them. Okay. Two lies and a truth.
Did you know that? You don't seem to care.
No, I think that's crazy.
Okay. That's it. There's no follow-up to it. Obviously, it didn't happen, but yeah.
Well, I mean, you did say you're one of...
I dug deep in there for that one. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to blow Amy's mind, and then you just blow past
it. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was too... Man, I suck.
No,
about my own. So selfish. Truth, Amy's selfish. And she refers to herself in the third person again. God.
Somebody on the socials commented on that, and I can't remember what they said, but it was something positive. I was like, I love Amy, and she can talk about herself in third person all she wants to.
So stupid. Okay. One, I collect rocks. Two, I wore the same jacket every day in middle school. Three, my favorite character in Game of Thrones, I don't know if you know that I watch it, is Arya.
I'm going to say, too, that you wore the same jacket in middle school just because I love you, but you don't typically change up your wardrobe. It's free shirt, free shirt, free shirt. Then I found out, I didn't realize until today, that you do a maxi dress Wednesdays.
I do.
You like to divide up your free t-shirts with the dress every once in a while.
Yeah, well, you know me too well.
Yeah. So why did you wear the exact same jacket?
I was really embarrassed about becoming a woman. You know, it's the weird, awkward stage in middle school. So I would just wear my jacket every day so no one would know that my body was changing. And it was this big old Adidas red Adidas jacket that, like, the three stripes on the side that was, like, big and puffy. Do you know
what
remember
grade?
Those?
Yeah, yeah.
All through middle school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if there was a time to dress like that, it was middle school.
Yeah.
At least that's the way it was for me in Warner Robins, Georgia. I wore... youth, like little boys' clothes, but I would get them an extra large just because it was cheaper, because I had to wear everything name brand because I was Tommy Hilfiger and Adidas. And,
yeah.
And that's the only time in my life that I was really like that. And it's just because everybody else was. That wasn't my style.
What is it about middle school?
I mean, just got to fit in. You don't want to be any different. But then I finally changed in eighth grade is whenever I started dressing like how I dress now.
Mm-hmm.
That's whenever I would always wear the cute dresses and everything else. And... I would try to be pretty instead of being a boy or looking like everybody else. I mean, I wasn't trying to be a boy, but we all dress exactly the same. So that was at least stylish then with your exact same jacket.
Every single day.
Two lies and a truth.
Okay.
I really didn't do lies. That's why I'm like going through my fact sheet and I'm trying to see.
What you can skew a little.
Yeah. Okay. I killed my childhood cat on accident. I never have spent that North Park money that I won at the Christmas party a couple years ago. I once went to the bathroom in a porta potty when I was a promotions girl, and when I wiped, I got poo on my hand. I panicked for a minute and didn't know what I was going to do with my poo hand, but there was hand sanitizer in there, so I was safe.
Okay, so two of those sound like the truth. So I'm thinking you changed the wording on one of them. I don't think you've spent that $500 from the Christmas party, but I think you might have worded that wrong because I'm pretty sure you wiped accidentally and poo on your hand. Why? Why are you sharing that?
Because it was something that you didn't know about me.
But I did. Lacey is crying. There's tears streaming down her face.
I told you that before?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep, sure did.
I was digging deep at the inside of my brain to come up with that. But I was actually digging deep in the border potty, too, because I got poo on my hand.
Oh,
and that is
man.
The worst thing.
That's right.
I'm crying. That is the worst thing as an adult whenever you know that you're wiping wrong. But
oh,
then
yeah.
I'm working promotions for the radio station, and I'm out at Centelgate, and... I had, like, this moment of panic because I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Like, I'm shaking people's hands and stuff. I got poo on my hand. So I'm, like, thinking I'm going to go outside and I'm going to rub my hands in the grass really hard. And then I saw hand sanitizer and I was like, ah, and it was able to save me.
Close one.
I did spend my North Park money.
You did?
Jeremy and I went to the mall on Sunday whenever we had really bad weather. And
good. Oh, my gosh. What'd you get?
This entire outfit.
Oh, I thought those shoes were new. They're so cute.
And you should be super duper proud of me. As soon as we got there, because North Park is an expensive mall. Mm-hmm. So I won a $500 shopping spree at our Christmas party a couple years ago, and I never spent it because that's an expensive mall. $500 can get you like one and a half things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's ridiculous at that mall. Well, they have cheaper stores than I realized. And whenever we got there, I told Jeremy, I'm going to Macy's because I want as much as I can get with all this money. And he's like, are you sure you don't just want to go buy one nice thing? And I'm like, no, I'm not. Why would I go buy one nice thing for $500?
Oh,
I mean, that's
so,
just ridiculous.
It's so tempting, though.
Ooh, not for me.
That classic piece. I don't know.
Really?
If I really want a really nice wool long jacket for winter, a nice one, a dress one. And those are expensive as hell.
Well, I didn't even look expensive. I went to Macy's and Nordstrom are the only two places that I spent money. And I got three dresses, two jumpsuits, a jacket, a pair of shoes, and I still have $70 left over.
Get out.
So I'm going to go to Walmart and I'm going to go get all those summer dresses that I love so much.
Wait, at Nordstrom's?
No. At Walmart. Well, okay, once I spent the money, then I got change back because I was tired of carrying these coins. They give you coins.
I didn't know they would give you cash back. Cool.
Yeah, and I hadn't been to the mall. I have been to the mall since I won, but yeah, so I still have $70 left over, and I thought, like, for a minute, I was like, man, it'd be nice if maybe I'd chip in for dinner. Jeremy and I went out to a restaurant after that. Maybe I should pay for this. Maybe I should do that. No, I put that money deep down inside my purse, and I'm either going to go get two pair of shoes from DSW, or what I really want, though, is Walmart dresses, mm-hmm. because Walmart has great summer dresses. They really do.
For Wednesdays or whichever day you choose.
during the summer, I'm all about wearing dresses all summer long. So I'm about to have
I'm so proud of you. You've been sitting on that for a long time.
I know. To the point, almost stupid.
It made me angry a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't be angry with me anymore, Amy.
So is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't believe that you already knew about the poop.
I'm sorry. Okay. I was interviewed for a newspaper once. I've never been cheated on. And I've gone to work drunk.
Well, I know you've gone to work drunk.
I have not. Oh, my gosh. I've been hungover. I just told you.
Oh, you have not.
No, I've been super hungover.
Okay, but that's not considered drunk?
No.
If you're, like, still wobbly?
Oh, hungover is, like, sick, right?
Okay. So it's not that one. I'm going to say you've probably been cheated on before.
I have. Not by my husband. This is high school stuff.
So you were interviewed by a newspaper. Why were you interviewed?
We went on a missions trip with my church when I was probably in sixth or seventh grade. Anyways, they wanted to know about it. So they interviewed I was like the pastor's niece. So I was available. And I got interviewed for it.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I got interviewed for a newspaper before.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I got interviewed for I was in college in Weatherford, and the Weatherford paper interviewed me. This chick said that she was doing it for college, but ended up being for the regular paper instead. And so she came and shadowed me. That's whenever I was an intern at 97.1, and I worked at Hooters, and we had an event at Hooters for me, and she came out to the event and interviewed me and interviewed the station, and then went up to the station one day, and I, like, my face took up the entire front paper. Like, it was a little much. It was like all picture and then a little bit of story and then move on to the inside. But in Weatherford's defense, it's Weatherford, so there's not too terribly much going on. So the fact that I had a job in radio, they just thought that was so super cool.
Picture too. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Look at you. Cool.
Two lies and a truth. I'm the worst. I can't even do this right. Okay.
Well, I gave you my answer after you called me drunk at work, which is not true.
You have thrown up on the floor at work.
Yeah, I was hungover. And it wasn't like on the floor. It was on the dock outside.
I went through a whole interview with a finger in my mouth. I said I've never had a nickname, but I've actually had three. And my childhood dog died after overdosing on drugs.
Oh my gosh. I think that one's true.
It is. And I'm pretty sure I've told you that one before.
I'm pretty sure you've done an interview with a finger in your mouth. So I'm going to say Yeah, I'm going to say that. That's it. That's the truth.
Oh, I thought you already said what it was.
What? Yeah, the finger in the mouth.
What? Okay, no. I did go through a whole interview with the fingernail in my mouth.
Oh, fingernail.
Yeah. I've never had good nicknames, so I go with I've never had any. But I've actually had two nicknames, not three. My dad calls me Lacey Drawers, and my grandma called me Lacey Bell.
Oh, I like Lacey Bell. Mm-hmm.
But I did have a childhood dog that died after overdosing on drugs.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really heartbreaking. Well, R.I.P.
But I didn't stump ya.
Okay, here are my two lies and a truth. I once shaved my brother's legs while he was sleeping. I performed a jump rope routine in front of the entire school. And I like to put hot sauce on everything.
You do like to put hot sauce on things, but not everything.
Okay, you got me there.
Amy does not perform, especially in front of people, so I'm going to say no jump rope. But you did shave your brother's legs while he was asleep.
I actually did a jump rope routine.
What?
In front of the entire school.
What was the routine?
I was made to. Like, we did the crisscross, and then we did, what is it, Mary Jane? I can't remember. There's, like, two on either side, and you're doing the double, mm-hmm. whatever. We did a whole bunch of different things. It was, like, the circuit, and we'd, like, run around the gym, and we'd go from one place to another. So it wasn't me by myself, but I did do a jump rope routine. I did not want to. I was forced to do it. I was so nervous.
Do you
I felt
remember
sick.
The routine?
No. But I did get a cool shirt out of it. It was free. Obviously, I liked it.
Would you come up with a new routine and perform it for the Lippy Hippies?
It would be so sad. It would be so, so sad. But if they demand it and I'm forced to, there's nothing I can do about it, right?
Oh, you heard that. So let's make that high in demand. Also, question, would it be better than the last video that we did?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, bad.
All right. Two lies and a truth. I was so fat and looked like a boy as a baby that my mom used to put bows in my hair so people would quit calling me a boy, and it did not work. I got in a radio after a meet and greet, and I wanted to pull senior pranks on people, but I did not.
I'm going to say the truth is you wanted to pull senior pranks, but did not, is the truth.
No. Have you ever seen Dazed and Confused?
Probably yes, not. But I hardly remember it.
Okay, well, in Dazed and Confused, the whole beginning part of the movie, the people who just graduated, or the upcoming seniors who had just graduated from junior.
Yeah.
They go out and they get the freshmen who just graduated from eighth grade. And in Beaumont, like, they did different stuff. The girls, they, like, threw condiments on them, mayonnaise, mustard, all the flour, put them in the back of the truck and stick them through a car wash.
Oh, no.
The boys would get paddling.
They
like,
awful.
Made their own paddles.
Like hazing? This is all hazing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we did that, but not to that extent. The way we got out of school in Beaumont, it was me, Bonnie, and Amy. The way that we got out of school, high school got out first, and then it would trickle down, then middle school after that and everything else. So we had enough time, so we went and got water balloons, and we threw them at people. And we would ask them, we're like, hey, are you freshmen? And they would say yes, and so we threw them at them, and they would say yes every time. So it's like, okay, idiot, here you go.
You deserved it because you're dumb.
Okay, so that wasn't it, which means I was so fat and looked like a boy that my mom put bows in my hair, or I got into radio after a meet and greet.
I'm going to say the truth is your mom put bows in your hair and it didn't work. Oh, my gosh.
That was kind of true. My mom pierced my ears because I was a really fat, happy baby. And I had a little bit of hair, but I mean, I didn't have long hair. And my mom wanted a girl so bad. So whenever she finally had a girl, like, I was a girly girl. She had me dressed up all the time in dresses and all this cute stuff. But people still called me a boy. They're like, oh, that is such a pretty little boy. No, and my mom's like, it's not a boy.
That makes me so mad, especially if they're wearing pink. Don't say it's a boy.
Yeah. And a dress. I mean, I was like, I was girlied out. So my mom pierced my ears. So I mean, people would quit calling me a boy, and it still didn't work.
How oblivious do people need to be before they can realize? It's so obvious. Okay, I'm done.
But I did get in a radio after a meet and greet.
I didn't know it was a meet and greet. I thought it was something else. That's so funny.
That's because I had just moved here from Georgia. I had just moved to Texas from Georgia. And there was this concert that a friend and I were wanting to catch. It was Summer Sanitarium. And it had Fred Durst, they did have Linkin Park, but they had Limp Bizkit, Metallica, mm-hmm. Linkin Park.
Whoa.
And me and my friend were wanting to go. And my mom's like, college is starting. Like, you have got to come. Because I kept delaying. Oh, I'll come. I'll move next week. And she's like, no, college is starting. You got to come. So I came down here. Well, I didn't know because I'm not from a lot of places, you know. Concerts travel. So then I move here and ends up the concert was coming through town. So I didn't have any friends here at the time. So I called up my best friend and told him to come visit and we would go to this concert. And I was listening to 97.1 then and they had a pre-party. And so I told him we're going to get there early, go to this pre-party. And I met the morning show and the guy really liked us and set me up with a meet and greet. So I met Linkin Park. That is the last time I've liked Linkin Park. No offense, R.A.P. Chester Bennington, but they were just kind of jerks. And they don't have great music anyway. But I met them and kept in contact with the dude. And then I lied to him and emailed him and was like, hey, my teacher really wants me to have an internship. So you set me up with an interview. And he's like, I'll give you an interview, but it's up to you. But I was just, I was new in college. It might have been my second year in college. And you're not supposed to be doing internships then.
Oops.
So I go to my interview, nail it, get it. And then I had to go back to my teacher. And I'm like, are you not going to give me this job? Because you have to be in college.
Yeah.
So are you not going to give me this job just because I'm not qualified for it? And so he ended up giving me the internship class and made me pay for it. I had so much work to do from him to be in that class.
But look where you are now.
Mm-hmm. Also, because I didn't have any friends and I didn't have anything to do whenever my friend came, I lived in Weatherford then, and we went to different country and western stores and dressed each other up because I didn't know anything to do. I didn't have any friends. I might have not even had a job yet then.
It sounds like it's almost as fun as coming over to my house to quilt and watch A Quiet Place. Thrilling.
All the above was fun.
Thrilling.
But yeah, that's how I got into radio.
That's funny. All right, two lies and a truth. I bluff at poker. I had both my children without pain medication. And I taught myself to swim.
Well, you bluff all the time anyway, because you always say, I'm not trying to say you're Cammy or anything, but you always say that you're the best because you are so competitive that you never want to lose. So you bluff constantly because you are not the best at everything, Amy. So I think that you obviously bluff at poker.
No, I can't bluff at poker. It makes me so nervous.
So do you play?
I play, but I always like am straightforward and then nobody likes playing with me because it's never a guess. Like everybody already knows that I have a good hand. So they all throw their cards in. It's like, okay, so fun playing with Amy.
Oh, I'm the worst because once I start bluffing, then I can't stop or you're going to know that I've been bluffing this whole time. So then I just have to keep going. And then I end up going in like on ridiculous stuff because I'm trying to intimidate other people to go out.
I'm terrible at intimidation. No, I cannot do that.
They know that I'm the worst. And then I finally do get a hand and I go all in and they're like, whatever, you're so stupid.
Yeah, people hate playing with me, especially the dudes.
You didn't take any pain medication with your two kids because that was so super easy. They just like came out in one little sneeze.
Actually, I did do pain medication with my kids.
You did?
I did. Yeah.
That explains a lot.
why they are the way they are. No, I taught myself to swim. Yeah, I just was in the pool. It was like one of the shallow ends. And, you know, I don't know where my parents were. They must have been there. One of them. I don't know. And yeah, I just would jump from one edge to the other and then I'd be like less and less time touching the floor. And it was probably more of a doggy paddle than swimming. But yeah, that's why I'm such an awful swimmer is because I taught myself.
That's really impressive. I was exactly the opposite. I refused to learn how to swim. And that's the only good thing that my bio dad did for me was put me in swim lessons. Because
that's so cool.
I was that older kid still in little swimmers.
Well, I was 10 before I learned how to ride a bike, which is sad and, you know, whatever.
How old was your daughter, Morgan?
She was 13, 14.
And she self-taught, just like her mom.
Yep, sure did. Loser parents.
But yeah, I refused to learn how to swim. I was just fine with my floaties. Like, why do I need to take them off? It doesn't matter. And I am very grateful for that because it's very important to know how to swim.
It is.
And not only that, I mean, not only, obviously, it's safe for children. It's important that people know how to swim for sure. But also whenever you're older, I think that holds you back. If there's so many things that you can't do mm-hmm. that you're limiting yourself because you don't know how to swim. I have one friend who is grown ass adult, doesn't know how to swim. And I'm like, why? What is wrong with you? Because do you know, first off, we live in Texas. It's freaking hot. You're not going to go in the pool. You're not going to go to the beach.
I think it's just access to the pool is what, when they're younger, is why maybe some people don't learn how to do it, is because they don't have a friend that has a pool, or there isn't a public pool near them, or I don't know. Their parents work all the time and can't vacation or whatever. I don't know.
I love to swim, though. I'm not good at it. I swim to not die.
Yeah,
that's
same.
It. I'm not pretty. I don't know. Like, I still, preferably, if I'm around people, I don't have to, but usually I hold my nose whenever I jump in.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law taught me how to dive a couple of years ago. I'm still not that good at it.
I can't dive. I'm with you on that. When I did the triathlon, we, thank God, it was like a walk-in to the lake, and it wasn't a jump-in from a block, because I wouldn't have been able to do that. So I frog swam, like the broadening of the legs and coming back. It was so embarrassing around the little poles and the leg because I didn't know how to do a real swim.
Frog swimming is my preferred style of swimming. That's what I'm the best at.
I have more power that way. It makes sense.
Yeah. And sometimes whenever I'm playing around, I try to swim like a mermaid, but then you don't get as much traction that way whenever I'm keeping my legs together. But I do. I pretend that I'm a mermaid.
I believe it.
When I'm in the pool. That's a truth. That's not a lie. Okay. This is going to be my last one. I don't know how many you have.
I have one last one as well.
Okay. When my grandpa passed away, I was really concerned because they had the casket closed, halfway closed, and I wanted to make sure that he had shoes so he could go walk on the streets of gold. I was a little kid, and I freaked out and said I needed to see his shoes, and that was why. Because he needed his feet and his shoes so he could walk around on the street of gold. I used to slam on my brakes whenever I was driving because my dad once got a ticket for not making a complete stop. So I thought whenever you make a complete stop that like you have to have that little jerk back. And I once called the operator collect from a payphone and asked for mom and had very little information, and they were still able to call her and track her down.
Oh, gosh.
Two lies and a truth.
Okay, I think... there's a lot of detail in the grandpa story. So I'm going to say that it was truth, but you skewed it. And that...
Ding, ding, ding. That was my grandma.
It was
my great grandma. I was a little girl. I was probably 3 years old. And I was freaked out, not by the dead body, but because the casket was halfway closed.
So sweet.
And the funeral director was really nice and opened up the casket and showed me that she had her legs and she had her shoes. And after that, I was fine. But it took them a while because I kept saying she needs them to walk around in the streets made of gold. But I couldn't talk that well. So it took a minute for people to figure out what I was actually saying.
I think that's precious.
I was precious once upon a time. And now look at me. I'm a mess.
Okay. I've heard the mom story on a collect call before. But I don't know if you've skewed that one because I don't remember all the details. I'm going to say that's truth.
That is true.
Yay!
I did slam on my brakes because my mom got a ticket, not my dad. I'm sorry. I only had truth.
You're terrible!
I had to like change stuff around. But yeah, one time I was staying with a friend. We went and stayed camping, went to a lake somewhere. And I missed my mom, so I picked up the payphone and called the operator and asked to speak to mom. And they're like, what's her name? Mom. Do you have any other information? But I did know my address. And so because of my address, they were able to call her. So I called my mom collect from a payphone by simply saying, mom, just tell her that I loved her and I missed her.
Oh, gosh, that's so funny. It's embarrassing whenever you call your teacher mom, just because mom, you just say mom all the time. Mom's like the most used word ever when you're a child. Anyways, it made me think of that.
Okay, is this two truths and a lie, or is this story time?
I can do story time. Yeah?
No, go ahead. Give me your last one.
That's not important.
Okay.
Story's way more important.
Okay, let's get to the story. So this is the story that caused Amy's mom to pace around frantically, that Amy practiced on the way to work, that Amy has been teasing me with for days. This is the whole reason to listen to this episode, because what all happened before now really does not matter. This is your moment.
Thank you. Okay, so I need to preface it with, do you remember last year when I kept a secret from you.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I should play back so that Loose Lips will know.
Go ahead. Last night, I'm scrolling around on Instagram and I saw something that just completely floored me. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips Instagram wants to know what's up with this Kid Nation toaster Instagram.
Oh my God, you found out?
How long has this been going on?
I wasn't going to let anyone know for a year, and it's been like 5 months.
This started on January 12th, days before my birthday. You decided to go cheating on Loose Lips and Instagram Hips.
Now listen. I started as soon as we came back to work, and I was just like saving up pictures because I didn't want to just post one at a time. So I did post for the first time on the 12th, but I was taking pictures ever since the beginning of the year. And I did it because, I don't know, I just want to be creative. Why are you mad about it? It's fun.
I'm not necessarily mad about it, but Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips Instagram is like, I don't ever see any love from Amy.
Well, whenever that happened, I decided that I would top it this year. So I've been keeping a secret from you since the first week of January, just like last year.
Okay, well, first off, I have to say I'm proud because what the hell is up with Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles? Nothing. You've been doing nothing with Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles.
I know. I lost the joy. But okay. This is not related to Toaster Chronicles.
Okay.
So I decided to top it. I booked my dream trip to New Zealand.
Are you serious?
The whole family's going.
Oh my God, when are you going?
We're going for Thanksgiving. I haven't told the bosses yet though. We're going for like a while.
So how long are you going?
It's 13 days. I know. So we're going like kids trip and we're going for Thanksgiving, but I'm missing a lot like before and after. But it's okay.
Okay.
I'm not worried about it. But isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Okay, so that was my big secret. We're going. But I was really nervous about the purchase. I couldn't push the button for that amount of money for plane tickets. You know how I am. So I made Josh help me push the yes, we're going. And I cried. It was so much joy and not worried about it anymore because we've been talking about it for 3 years, forever for doing this. We finally did it. But this is all based around this 4-day hike that we've wanted to do. And it's pretty limited. It's only 40 people a day who get to do this, and it's more difficult to get a hold of than like concert tickets.
So is this something that you can sign up for beforehand? Because I know the last trip you went on, there was some kind of lottery where you had to show up to go on this hike, but y'all didn't make it. Is
right.
this similar or is
it
this
is
something
similar.
You can buy?
It is similar, but this one isn't a lottery. It's first come, first serve. So when the tickets became available, it's just whoever gets there first. So it was available this week, and I waited until now to tell you because here's my story. That's a long one. I'm really sorry.
No, bring it.
Okay, so the Milford Trek is in New Zealand, and that time's different than our time. So I had to do a conversion time on when I'm supposed to actually sign up. It's saying, like, do it at 9:30 in the morning this time. It's actually 4:30 the day before on our time. So I got that, and I'm feeling a little sick. I'm hitting refresh. It's supposed to be 4:30, but I'm like, it could be released early. What if I miss it? So I'm hitting refresh, and surprisingly, I get the tickets. They're in my shopping cart. I'm really excited. I have 25 minutes before I lose it. You know, you have to complete your cart and put your credit card information and all this. So I'm shocked. I'm like, oh my gosh, I actually got it. I was like the first person there. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back and look to see because the price seemed really high. It looked like it had doubled from the last time I looked at it. So I go back and I realize that all of the tickets are gone within the last minute that I had actually got them in my shopping cart. All of them are gone.
Okay. So did you go back and refresh and you were no longer holding on to these tickets?
No, I still had the tickets in my shopping cart, but there was nothing left for anyone else who wanted them.
Okay.
So I'm like, and then so I'm like, you know, I'm going to go on this website and do the conversion. Maybe it looks so pricey because it's New Zealand dollars. So I'm like, and I'm like, oh, it's this amount for US dollars. Okay, that makes more sense. And then, you know, I'm curious about this and that. And I'm down to 14 minutes. And I'm like, okay, the mood changes. I need to get more serious about actually finishing out my order and completion. So I'm in there and I put in my credit card information. And for some reason, it rejects my transaction. The transaction can't be processed is the first notification that I get. I was like, well, that's weird. And then I was like, oh, maybe I put it in wrong. So I did it again. And still, same message. So I use my other card that's under my name. I was like, well, since it's under my account, my name, then maybe I should try a card under my name instead of Josh's. So I did that. I get the same message. And then I get a text message from my bank saying,
fraud alert.
Yes.
Okay.
So I text back. I said, if this is you, this is your purchase, then text back yes. And so I do. And I try again. Still nothing. I'm starting to panic a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting teary-eyed. I'm like, okay, I'm losing time. Mm-hmm. And I should have done this 25 minutes ago, not do-do-do, looking in the conversion of money and seeing if there are seats still available. I waste so much time. So I'm panicking. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Okay. So I'm crying. I'm praying. And the kids are trying to reassure me. Mom, it's okay. I'm like, don't talk to me. I'm freaking out. So I get on the phone with the bank. And I have to talk to a human because the computer animated person isn't going to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking to them. And no, I need a human. It's about my credit card. Please help me. No, I want to talk to a human, please. And I'm starting to scream. They finally get me on a wait list. I have 5 minutes before someone is available to talk to me. And I'm at 5 minutes before my shopping cart loses these seats. And so I keep trying. No, 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 no. The same credit card not working. Two different credit cards. Nothing's working. And so then I'm like screaming at the kids. I'm like, oh my God, someone give me another phone. So I called the Department of Conservation, which is the New Zealand National Parks, whatever. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to call them also to let them know their system's not working. My two credit cards, which I know are fine, mm-hmm. are not letting me purchase. And I still want these seats mm-hmm. and I'm running out of time and I need to get this.
Did they answer, but they speak foreign, so you don't know? Do New Zealand people speak foreign
they
language?
Speak English. Okay. They speak English. I mean, there's like a cultural language, but most everyone there speaks English.
Okay.
No, they wouldn't let me call because my new phone service said I need a calling card and I can't make international calls.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, my God. So I throw the phone. The kids are freaking out. I can't even see the numbers on my credit card anymore. I'm crying. I'm watching 30 seconds on the shopping cart.
Uh-huh.
It's down. Like, okay, I'll try one more time. I count down to zero and I lost it. I lost the tickets, Lacey.
Oh.
I lost them. I know, but this is a roller coaster. So I'm sobbing.
Uh-huh.
And so I go back and the four seats that I lost are now available for anyone to get.
Uh-huh.
So I got them back. The longest story ever. I get them back, but I'm still on the phone with the bank waiting for someone to come talk to me as a human. So I have 25 more minutes before, hopefully, I'm like, okay, their bank people have to figure this out before the 25 minutes is up. Anyways, so finally someone called or finally answered. And I said, oh my God, this is an emergency. I'm under time constraint and this is for travel and my credit card's not working and I'm barely making out, you know, normal sentences. And this poor lady's like, well, are you using this number? I was like, no, I don't even know what number that is. She's like, oh, well, the card that you're mentioning was considered fraudulent like 2 months ago and we sent you a new one. And so I get my stack of papers that I have in my kitchen that are like bills, things I need to read or uh-huh. file. I throw it on the table and I'm like crunching every piece of paper trying to find a credit card and it's still counting down. It's down to like 10, 14 minutes or something.
How did
I don't
you
know.
Not realize that your card's been cut off? Are these your debit cards or your credit cards?
Credit cards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess I haven't used it in 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not expired.
I thought you were talking debit cards.
No, okay. Credit cards.
All right,
and
go ahead.
It's not expired. It's when I was putting in the information the first 20 times that I tried. It mm-hmm. still had the right expiration. Anyway, so I finally found the card because I'm crunching every piece of paper trying to find the credit card. And I find it and I put it in and it worked. Holy crap. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe this worked. I'm actually going on that damn hike. I'm so mad. I feel sick. But we're finally doing it. It was such a beatdown. I've never felt worse ever, ever through anything. It was so terrible. I'm shaking right now, but I'm really excited we're doing it.
That is fantastic.
I keep going back to my account. I'm like, am I still there? Yeah, I'm still there. I'll check my email. It's like, yeah, is that the right dates? Yeah, it's the right dates. And I was a mess. I was a complete mess. And I think my whole family hates me.
That is fantastic, Amy. I am so happy for y'all. Y'all have been talking about doing this trip for so long. You almost bought, you found a cheap deal last year,
yeah,
and didn't do it and then have regretted it ever since then. And you've mentioned before that
it's getting close. Time's running out because Morgan's only going to be around for so long, and then you can't get her to go on family vacations anymore.
I've got her 3 years.
Yeah.
So we got to fit it all in the next 3 years. So
that
we're doing
is
it this
so
year.
Fantastic.
I know.
I'm so happy for you
Thank
guys.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
Thank you. Is that the longest story you've ever heard in your life?
that was more suspenseful than Quiet Place. And I was jumping and shrieking during that movie, even though I didn't like it. I'm so happy for you guys.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you. We're really happy and excited.
Should we call Russ in right now and let him know that you're going to be taking some time off?
When should I tell everyone? I'm not sure. I need to figure it out.
Well, that is awesome. I'm so very, very happy for you
guys. Thank you.
That is the best news ever.
I know. But it was such a roller coaster. I'm like, yes, I got him. No, I don't. Yes, I have. I was like, what the hell?
Roller coaster, that's the story of my daily emotions. I just usually don't have climatic results whenever we're done. Mine's just my own wave of emotions. Nothing great to top it on the end. Well, congratulations, Amy.
Thank you. I'm
so happy for you.
Thank you. But it made me so nervous. I was sweating like a pig, sick and sweating like a pig. But thank God I had Scentbird to save my life.
I was very impressed whenever I was at your house this weekend. Your husband did not smell me and tell me that I smell wonderful.
I know. He's so used to me smelling good now.
And that's because Amy and I have joined this luxury fragrance subscription service where you can get perfumes and colognes. And what's really cool about it is you get to discover all these new scents without buying an actual entire bottle, because a lot of the designer brands out there are pretty pricey, and Amy has no money. She just spent all her money on going to New Zealand, so you can't afford the big bottles at Dolce & Gabbana or Cartier or Gucci or all these other different brands. So you and I did join this luxury fragrance subscription service, and what you'll get is a little bottle that is a 30-day supply. That's what they say, but it comes with 120 sprays, which actually is more than enough to apply. If you used it 4 times a day, you would run out, but people aren't spraying on that much perfume.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a lot of sprays out of that, but it's a lot of fun to be able to play around with all these different perfumes.
There are so many things to choose from. You pick the one that fits you. And I mean, there's like 450 designer brands.
And whenever you do check out these brands, maybe it's some stuff that you hadn't heard of. Like whenever I went rogue with this, it's a Anik something, very pretty sounding from Paris. But I was able to read what is in the perfume and what scents I like, because I like patchouli. So I wanted something that was patchouli and maybe just a tad bit floral and vanilla notes or something like that.
Yes.
So you can see what's in all the different perfumes
and reviews from people who've tried it.
Mm-hmm. But surprise, Dad, you've got some Scentbird coming your way for Father's Day.
That's so cool.
I went ahead and stocked up on a couple, because how fun. He has these different ones that he can try. So I've got him 2 to start him off, and then I'm going to send him his own subscription.
Yeah,
so,
change it up.
Yeah, happy Father's Day for that. But good news for you. You can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance if you go to scentbird.com/looselips and use Loose Lips for 50% off your first month. Again, that's Scentbird, scentbird.com/looselips for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on and smell amazing.
I love that Father's Day gift.
I do too. That's just one of the cool things that I got him. Can I brag about the other thing?
Yes.
It's kind of cheesy, but dads are hard to buy for.
They are.
I buy my dad the exact same thing every single year. I get him shirts because he does not go clothes shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll buy him shirts and I'll get him massages. And that's it.
Okay, yeah.
So I asked my mom, what does he want for Father's Day? Sometimes my mom will help me out and us kids will go in together and get like a smoker box for him for the grill or something.
Yeah.
Well, I asked my mom and she's like, I have no idea. I'm going to take heaven. I almost asked my dad, and I hate to do that, but they think that I'm a good gift giver, and really I'm not. I've done well a time or two.
I think you're thoughtful. I think you're a very thoughtful gift giver.
Most of the time I'm like, what you want? And I just get it for you.
You've never asked me that ever.
But anyway, I got my dad
a man crate is what it's called.
Yes, I've heard of these.
I got him the bacon man crate.
Oh, perfect.
Just because he loves bacon. But I mean, really, you're paying more for the idea because it comes shipped in an actual crate.
Yeah.
And then it has a crowbar and you have to open it up with a crowbar. Yeah.
Actually, I think I've gotten one of these at like a gift exchange for Christmas. I guess someone didn't like theirs. But anyways, it was like a beef jerky crate.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Yeah. So mine's that, except for it's bacon. But it is more beef jerky and stuff and bacon flavored stuff because they're not going to send you raw meat. So it has to be the dehydrated. But still, I hope he likes it. I think it's just going to be funny to see him like struggling to open up.
He'll love it.
The man crate. Yeah. So I hope it comes in enough time.
Very cool. I got Josh something game related and I think he's going to love it.
What is it?
I guess he won't listen. It's like an encyclopedia to the original Nintendo Entertainment System.
That's really cool.
I know that sounds really boring, but I think he'll really, really love it.
Yeah, he'll like it.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Maddox looks through at my son and he's like, oh, cool. I was like, you don't even know. You're not even NES. You're like Wii this and Switch that.
Okay. Also, my parents just got back from vacation and they went to Galveston and my dad is a cowboy. A fake one. He just wears a hat. He doesn't own cattle and stuff. But he always wears, Wranglers? He always wears Wranglers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, one time we went to go get a pedicure, and I tried to tell him to put on gym shorts, and I was going to give him some of Jeremy's gym shorts, and he's like, no, I can get my, because I was afraid, like, I don't know, dude, pants, can you just roll them all the way up? If I'm wearing my tight pants,
no,
I can't just pull them
up. It's tough. You got to wear, like, a skirt or something. It's I've gone in jeans before, and it was not fun.
Yeah. But don't worry, my dad does not wear skinny jean Wranglers, so he was able to pull up his pants whenever we went to go get a pedicure. But anyway, my dad's out at the beach, and my mom told him to put on sunscreen, and he said no, and his legs have not seen sunlight probably my entire life. So his legs got really, really burnt and swollen. So being the good daughter that I am, I'm also going to give him sunscreen.
Oh, good. Well, inside joke.
It's a little too late, but yeah, he's getting some cologne, a new subscription, sunscreen, and man crate.
Sun poisoning is a real thing, people. Yeah. Y'all need to be careful.
Woo! I do have to brag on two things real quick. First off, Amy, have you ever noticed a particular address by your house?
An address?
I'm giggling way too hard for this.
Okay.
So whenever I left your house the other day, I'm heading towards 820.
Okay.
Whenever I went to your house, my phone brought me a weird way. So I know I didn't go the right way and like you beat me to your house and stuff. But then on the way home, I was driving to 820 and I saw this big sign. It's multiple businesses. So it's like the big marquee, plaque, whatever, that has all the different businesses on it. And there is an address.
An address?
Yes. Have you ever noticed it?
No. I mean, the only funny numbers I can think of are like 666 or 69.
Okay.
So,
well, no.
I don't know.
666 is not funny. First off, 69
well, some
is.
People who are really dark think it's funny. It's hysterical. The devil. I don't know. No, I can't think of it.
There's an address by your house that's 5555. 5555. Yeah, 4 or 5.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. But I don't care about repetition like you do.
So that made me excited.
You are such a weirdo.
I wanted to take a picture of it and send it to you, but I was driving,
I'm
so
glad.
I didn't.
I'm glad.
Also, this is an unintentional brag alert because I wasn't going to go here, but now that I'm thinking of it, I have been here at this show for 8 years, and there's not a lot that I'm going to leave behind as my legacy. I'll probably go down in history for having the dumbest TV hanging in the world because I have been made fun of and still get made fun of for that often enough for putting my TV to the side of the mantle instead of over the fireplace because the fireplace is too freaking high. But my legacy that will live on, I think I have changed people's lives with this repetitive number because even
so
White Cheddar, Fat Guy Handbook, Robert.
It's a miracle because Robert is notorious for not responding to text messages. And he sent a message, a group message, regardless, you know, nonetheless, I guess I should say. Yeah, of a screenshot of his phone that says 1111. It was epic.
So long after I die or get fired or whatever happens to me, I think that the repetitive numbers will live on. That Everybody from here on out. Okay, not everybody. We're not that exclusive. But a lot of people from here on out will look at the numbers and just giggle a little bit.
Of course. My best friend Ashley that I grew up with, who is my friend and now is my cousin, her favorite number is 1111. So I've always recognized 1111 and like appreciate it. But you have drove it into my heart every single day. Ashley who? It's all about you and the 1111 and other repetitive numbers.
I have beat people down with it. I've offered Anna to jump off of our group text and quit texting every time I see her repetitive time, but she says no, so then I keep on doing it. Now Cammie's in the man room with us, and every morning whenever I scream out 555 555 she's like, oh stop. But no, you will not beat my spirit, Cammie. I will continue to get excited every time. Final brag alert, did you know that sometimes I have discretion?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, you're a woman.
Well, I went to go get my eyelashes done.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked down, I park in a parking garage, and I walked down the stairs. And as I'm walking to go inside, I noticed a lippy hippie.
Really?
And her name's Melissa.
Okay.
I know her Instagram name, Tota something, but she's also a stylist there at Novak Hair Studios. Well, we're Instagram friends, and she has very pretty turquoise hair, so it's very obvious to notice her. So I see her coming through the parking garage, and as soon as she's coming through the parking garage, I'm right there at a pillar, and so my first instinct was
to jump out and scare her.
I should hide and scare her.
No, you're awful.
And then I realized that we've never actually met in person. So I didn't do it.
It didn't stop you last time. A poor intern, first time you ever met her, you jumped out and scared her first day, first meeting.
Yeah, but Cammie was with her. That's why. She wasn't my couch. She wasn't my intended target.
Okay.
Cammie was.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, I jumped out and I was like, oh my God, I was going to jump out and scare you. And then I realized that we're in a parking garage and that'd probably be scary and you don't actually know me. So I didn't. So then I just sounded like a fool because I said like probably 18 run-on sentences all together and gave her two hugs. And
that is so funny.
I didn't know her name because I knew her Instagram name. And I'm pretty sure once I mess up your name, I'm always messing it
going
up.
Going to forever.
Yeah. So I think that she told me her name was Melissa. And I said, it's so nice to meet you, Miranda. That wasn't it. Or whatever it was. Because I know by the time I went inside and got my eyelashes done, I was like, oh my God, I met Miranda outside or something like that. And she's like, who? And then she had to tell me her real name. So I'm sorry if I did do that. I don't know if I responded with, it's nice to meet you, Melissa. Or if I responded with any other M name that is not yours. I apologize. But kudos to me for not scaring the crap out of you.
Way to go.
What if I would have scared her and she would have shanked me?
Yeah, that wouldn't bad. I mean, women, especially in parking garages, they need a weapon themselves.
Yeah.
So, is that how you say it?
They need a weapon themselves?
Yeah.
Sure.
Allow it?
Yeah.
Great.
So I have discretion. I just wanted to brag on that.
Congratulations, yes. Lacey.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G., and my bestie who's going to New Zealand.
Woo-hoo! Amy Nichols, sorry. That's my name. Make sure that you subscribe to iTunes, Google Podcasts. You can listen to us on Spotify, rate, and let us know what you think.
Yeah, review. That would be super nice if you would do that. Also, hit us up on our socials. Amy, I did think you were going to tell me you had a fake, I thought you were going to tell me you had another Instagram account.
No.
That's why I started going for Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Because I was like, well, that makes sense. You've been slacking online because you have another.
Know.
This is a lot better than another
Hell
Instagram
yeah,
account.
Is.
This is life. This is not social media. So I'm so happy for you. But anyways, please hit us up on our socials. We would love to hear from you at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. At Loose Lips Hips, check out what Amy formerly cooked at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. And in the meantime, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
You're a liar. You're a liar. You know something that you're not telling us, you slimy scumbag liar.